This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's good to have Rhonda Kinzer on with me today. Rhonda and her husband Delvin host the Isaiah 60 Watch each weekday at 4 p.m., 8 p.m., excuse me, 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time here on BPN Radio. Rhonda and Delvin went to the state capitol yesterday, and she is here to give us a report. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning, Pastor Dale. Yes, we had the invitation to come and pray. I was asked to pray over the House of Representatives yesterday. And so we were able to go and be able to speak a word over them, just a word of encouragement. You know, I really prayed a lot about what God would want me to pray about. That sounds kind of funny. Mm-hmm. But he just really put on my heart to remind them that he was there for them and that he wanted to show up for them. Mm-hmm. And so we just prayed. I prayed over them then that God would show up for them, for those that needed healing,
yeah.
You know, those that needed peace in their mind, those that were carrying just heaviness, heaviness with their own personal life, heaviness with the responsibilities they have for the state of Kansas. And so it was an honor. Got to meet with some different legislators and just greet them, yesterday. We also, here in Little Kansas, once a year, we have what's called International Pancake Day. And we do this with a town in England every year. It's a tradition. It's gone on for more than 50 years. And so at the state capitol yesterday, the International Pancake Board from Liberal came to the state capitol. So there was probably about 20 people from our community that were there with us, uh-huh, whenever we got to pray over the legislators. And so that was exciting.
That's pretty neat. And that is the state of Kansas. So,
yes.
And the capital there is in Topeka, right?
Yes, sir.
Wow. And so you prayed, and after you prayed, then what happened?
Well, we also got to, we got to visit with the governor. Delvin is, of course, he's the news director for BPN Radio, and he's also a news director for a local Christian station here. And so we went over to the governor's office just per chance that maybe we might be able to get to visit with him. And over the last couple of years, I've got to know his secretary. She is a spirit-filled Christian. She is a woman who loves God. And so so we got about 10 minutes with him back in the kitchen break room. He took us back and away from everybody and said, let's talk. And so we visited with him. And, you know, I don't know, you know, everyone has their own issues in their own state. And we've had really a hard economic hardship here in Kansas. We just have a lot of industry and a lot of businesses that are leaving Kansas. And so that's caused a lot of economic problems. But as we visited with him, he really just opened up his heart and shared with us some of the things that he felt like God had personally been ministering to him and teaching him while he had called him and asked him to serve in that position as governor of the state of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, sometimes, and this, I just want to say this, sometimes when God calls you and places you, especially in a position of high recognition, there is always that mocking spirit that would try to bring you down off of your wall. You know, and he just talked a lot about Jesus and how he knew as a Christian that Jesus had suffered on the cross and that Jesus had suffered when he was beaten for our healing. But he said, you know, I never gave much thought to when Jesus was being mocked. And he said in this position, for the first time in his career, the first time in his personal life with the Lord, it was like the Lord just helped him to really understand that how much Jesus suffered even when he was being mocked. And so, anyway, so it was, we just had a moment there where the Spirit of the Lord just moved in with our conversation with him. And then Delvin just said, you know, let us pray with you. And so, yes. And so we got to pray with him and minister to him and just encourage him that there were Christians in the state of Kansas that knew that he had been standing for righteousness and that we appreciated that.
Absolutely. What an honor, Rhonda, to be able to minister to the governor of Kansas yesterday. I know that Governor Brownback is highly esteemed, particularly among Christians and conservatives all across America, not only serving there in the governor's mansion in the state capitol, but also in the United States Senate. He has a remarkable record, and what an honor to be able to have some personal time, private time, with the governor of Kansas and minister to him. And I know that God has given you and Delvin favor in the political realm. And I know that he's opening major doors for you. And I'm just persuaded that 2017 is a year of breakout for so many people that are proclaiming what they see God doing. And I know that you guys are doing that. I know that you left a very lucrative career in the education field, serving there in liberal. As a counselor there in the college, and you have a master's degree in counseling psychology, and God has really used you, and now you've just taken that step of faith, and you've launched out to minister to people that are in darkness, and encourage people that are suffering as a result, or being tested or tried as a result of people that are coming out of darkness to mock and persecute. And we know that those who stand for righteousness, Jesus even said, you know, if we're going to be persecuted for his name's sake.
Yeah.
And we sometimes think, well, just to the average Joe on the street. But no, we know that our president is being persecuted. Our vice president is being persecuted. And of course, our governors that are standing for righteousness. I know here in Texas, Governor Abbott. And Lieutenant Governor Patrick, well, they're getting from every direction in their stand for righteousness. And we should not be surprised, because that's actually what Jesus said. And I know you guys are standing for righteousness. You're standing for with people that are going through dark places. And I really appreciate your program. If there are people out there that have not listened to you and Delvin on BPN Radio, I just encourage them to do it. 4 o'clock live every Monday afternoon, unless they may be at the state capitol or somewhere like that. But their program is aired at 4 o'clock and 9 o'clock Central Time every day here on BPN Radio. Ever since we went live, almost a year, we'll celebrate our first anniversary very, very soon. And, of course, I know that you guys stand for righteousness. You're helping people come out of darkness, particularly in the area of abortion. And I know that this is the major battle. Even the confirmation hearings of Mrs. DeVos today is all about, primarily about abortion. Planned Parenthood is leading the charge, and other anti-abortion groups, as the number of abortions in America continues to climb. Right now, since 1973, there's been 59,784,844, and just today, since midnight today in America, there's been 1,267 abortions, and that is to me, Rhonda, that is mind-boggling. That is mind-boggling.
Yeah. You know, for whatever, women have bought into the lie, and Satan has deceived women into thinking that this is, it's not a life. In fact, your life is more important than the life of an unborn baby. And so I know in the state of Kansas, in Overland Park, Kansas, it is one of two Planned Parenthoods across the nation that all they do is service women for abortions. There's two of them. There's another one, I believe, in Minnesota. And so, you know, when we were up in Topeka, you know, Overland Park's not that far from there. And I was thinking about that as we were traveling, that, you know, they, Planned Parenthood proclaims that they are healthcare and that they provide other services to women. But at Overland Park, Kansas, from 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock, all day long, all the service that they provide for those people who travel to Kansas are abortions all day long. They do not provide any other kind of service for them. And that is something that I have found out through another ministry that they, she was a woman who worked in an abortion agency. God delivered her and set her free and called her out. And now she goes back in and ministers to people who work in abortion agencies and helps to bring them out. And so they do research and they look for those kind of things. Where is the funding going? Where is the money going? And it was just in the last month that they saw and realized that there are those two clinics that's 5 days a week and 40 hours a week. I mean, that's what they're doing. And so when I think about God and I think about his love and his righteousness and his mercy, and he looks at those kind of things, I just think about the days of Noah. There came a time when God said, you know, there's enough. This is enough of that. And so I believe that God is raising up men and women all across this nation to stand up and say, you know, this is enough. And I just want to be one of those people to stand on the side of mercy, to stand on the side of righteousness, and say, we don't have to live like this. People don't have to live killing unborn children. And they can, those who have done that, those who have made that choice, like myself, that God comes along and he says, I love you and I forgive you and I will set you free from the shame and the guilt of that decision. So I just see across this nation, we got to visit with several pastor friends of ours yesterday as well, and just the things that they are going through, and just that mocking, just that persecution. And you just think, why all of a sudden is it gotten so intense? Well, I believe it's because we're getting ready. We are in the midst of a great revival. We're in the midst of a great outpouring. And the Lord has reminded me over and over again in the month of January, you cannot have revival without the Holy Ghost. And you cannot have the full power and anointing of the Holy Ghost and not expect suffering and not expect persecution.
That's true.
You know, sometimes I think I'm like most Christians. Lord, I want your glory. I want your power. I want your righteousness, you know, ministering and flowing. But then all of a sudden I'm surprised by suffering, or I'm surprised by persecution. And I just felt like the Holy Spirit said, Rhonda, you cannot have one without the other. Because we know that Jesus did not have one without the other. We know his disciples did not have one without the other. And if we're believing for the greatest awakening in the nation, in our nation, then I just like the Holy Spirit said, you need to, I'm giving you the strength to bear up under the persecution.
Well, I believe that he's giving you the strength. I also believe you're a very tenacious woman that will not take no for an answer. And you're kind of like the man that came at midnight to visit a friend. He was wanting some food, and he said, well, I don't have any food. But he was he kept knocking, saying, you got to give me some food for my friend. And Jesus, you know, he endorsed this man. He complimented this man because of his bulldoggedness, because of his tenacity, because of his tenaciousness. And I know that's who you are, Rhonda. You're a tenacious woman, and I believe it's going to take tenacity in order to move forward, because I heard the Holy Spirit say when I was praying about a word for this year, the storm is over, but the war has just begun. And I believe that there is major warfare that we are encountering, and we must be bold, and we must be strong, and we must be of a good courage, just like the charge that Moses gave and that Joshua gave So we must be very strong and of a good courage, and we must be very tenacious. You know, I went to this past Thursday and Friday, I went to a conference in Baytown, just felt that Gene and I were just to go and soak. And there was a group led by a young lady by the name of Jenny Donnelly and one of the leaders of the AdvoCare movement. And Callie Hargraves, who also was hosting it there, she asked if I would come and minister during the noon hour to the leadership. And I had a, it was my birthday, I had a birthday party scheduled and a birthday meal. And then she sent back word, would you come right before the service? Well, I didn't get the message in time, and it just wasn't working. I'd come to receive. I was not in that giving moment, mode. And so I just said, no, I can't do it. But during the service that night, she called me up and put me on the spot, and she said, you know, this is my spiritual father, and he's going to pray for all of you leaders right now. Well, what was I to do? And so, you know, the Holy Spirit helped me. I did prophesy over several people, laid hands on them. But I'm thinking as I walk away, Callie, you are so tenacious, and you're not going to give up. And you're not going to take no for an answer. And I know that you, Rhonda Kinzer, you came out of the same cloth. And you are very tenacious. You're not going to give up. Going right in to have a meeting with the governor and asking people, praying for people, calling people out of darkness into this marvelous light. And we are in a war. And I'm so thankful that a part of your Isaiah, not all of your Isaiah 60 watch, is about abortion, but that is a major challenge because we've had genocide in America for a long time. We talk about Planned Parenthood. You know, they've aborted 7,642,061 babies since 1970, over 7 million babies, and that's just an atrocity. And I repent over that, and I'm believing that Congress is going to defund Planned Parenthood and all the abortion providers. And I'm not only believing that, but I'm believing that everyone that is being mocked, and I know that anybody that tries to defund Planned Parenthood or comes against abortion is being mocked as well as you and Delvin, and including some governors. I mean, I live in Austin, which is a very liberal city. And all you have to do is listen to the 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, or 10 o'clock news, and you understand very clearly the liberal spirit that is in Austin, Texas, in the state capital. Even though the state of Texas is known as a very conservative state, then the capital city is very, very liberal. And they mock Governor Abbott, particularly they mock Lieutenant Governor Patrick because of his stand concerning the bathroom bill, concerning abortion and all the other conservative ideas and godly values that we have. So I know that he's been persecuted right there on the TV channel.
Yeah.
So I know what's happening.
Well, when we went to visit with him, and Delvin goes, I don't mean to just like barge in on you and, you know, try
no,
to
okay.
take your time. But he said that he told Delvin, he goes, you would be amazed how many people have barged in on me, but not for good.
Mm-hmm.
So not even just the media, but, you know, him talking about just walking down the street or walking into his office and the barrage of people that have personally come up to him to verbally assault him.
Mm-hmm.
He just made this comment, you know, he said, I'm realizing that Jesus did not need to explain himself or he did not need to defend himself. He was just following the call.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and there's times when the Lord has to remind me, Sam, you know, you're just following the call. I asked you to serve in this position.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to serve. And so as Delvin was interviewing him and talking to him, they actually sent someone from the media office to come and get him. And I knew that. This guy comes down, and in my spirit, the Lord said he's come to get him to stop what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so I spent about 3 to 5 minutes with interference just visiting with this guy. And finally, I looked at him, and I said, they sent you to come and get him, didn't they? Didn't they? And he said, yes, yes, ma'am, they did. And about that time is when the governor was like, would you pray with me? And so when the young man saw all of this happening, he just turned and he walked away. And as I went in to get closer to pray, I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, I want you to look at this man. He is still standing. And that ministered so much to me, Brother Dale, because, you know, when the pressure gets on and the heat gets on, and, you know, through persecution or through personal suffering or whatever it is that the enemy tries to do to get you to stop, sit down, shut up, be quiet, you know, don't go forward.
Mm-hmm.
In that moment, I knew, we have watched him and the persecution that it has been unreal and unrelenting from the press. And yet in that moment, here's this man standing tall with a smile on his face, talking about the Lord and what God has done. And I just felt like the Lord said, you see him? He is still standing. And Rhonda, if he can stand under everything that he's gone through, you can stand, Rhonda. You think at times you can't, but you can stand.
Yeah.
And so that was exciting. That was a word just for me. That there are people, as you know, as you just said, they're going to stand up, and they're going to speak up, and they're going to rise up. And it is going to be with the anointing and grace of God to stand and just do what God tells them to do.
Yes. Yes. I concur and I agree. And it's time for every Christian to come out of the closet and begin to proclaim godliness, righteousness, and stand for what is right. And tell
Amen.
People that Jesus loves them, but he certainly hates that sin. And he wants people to come out of darkness, as you guys call people out of darkness every afternoon at 4 and every night at 9 here on BPN Radio. I'm so glad to have you on. It's an honor. You and your husband, Delvin, are doing a great job. And, of course, Delvin is our news director, bringing us the news so we'll know what to pray about during the hour. And
Amen.
I'm so grateful to have you on. Thankful that you guys have a studio that's a part of the Breakout Prayer Network there in Liberal, Kansas. And I bless you and your ministry. And I would recommend any church or people group to have you and Delvin come and minister. I know that you do a great job. Let's pray for, why don't we pray for the governors? You know, we've been praying for President Trump, and I think that it is, you know, the Bible tells us that we're to pray for those in authority. That includes our president and vice president, which I'm certainly interceding for, but also the governors of each state, particularly the governors that are standing for righteousness. And I know that there's a number of governors that are standing for righteousness, particularly here in Texas and, of course, in Kansas with Sam Brownback, and then, of course, in Oklahoma. And there's a number of state houses where governors are really standing for righteousness. So why don't we just take a moment? You lead us in prayer for the governors, lieutenant governors, and the leaders there in each state as we pray for those in authority. And I'll set myself in agreement with you, Rhonda.
Okay. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you that you show up for us. God, that you are an ever-present help in time of need. And so, Lord, I thank you for the men and women, Lord, that you have set in authority. Your word is clear that anyone who is in a position of authority is set there by you. And so, Lord, I thank you for the men and women that you have set in leadership in our as governors, lieutenant governors, those that represent government in the different states. Lord, I thank you that what happens in America isn't just coming from Washington, but, Lord, there are things that are going to be coming out of the state, Lord God. And so, Lord, I pray a hedge of protection around those that are standing for your righteousness. Lord, as the enemy would rise up and persecute and bring mocking spirits and even try to bring just sickness upon them, anything to try to get them to stop standing. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would come now by the power of the Holy Ghost, and that, Lord, you would just gird them up right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that you cause us to stand tall. Lord, you cause us to stand, Lord, with your words in our mouth so that we can speak, Lord, your truth to the people and make a difference in people's lives. And so, Lord, I thank you that you're putting righteousness in the mouth of your governors. Lord, you're putting your word and your truth in their hearts, Lord, so that they can stand, so that our nation can be a nation under God and a nation under righteousness again. And so, Father God, I just pray a hedge of protection around not only the governors, but, Lord, I pray for their families. I pray for their children, Lord, that you would just protect them and that you would give them peace in everything that they put their hand to. Lord, I just pray for peace in their mind. God, sometimes we take positions of authority and we are so overwhelmed with just the job responsibilities, but Lord, then there's things that they have to deal with their own personal families. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just let them know that you are there for them and that you've got them, and that, Lord, you're going to take care of their families, and you're going to take care of their finances, and you're going to take care of all the job responsibilities. Lord, I just thank you that you're a personal God and that you care about every area of our life. And I thank you and I pray a blessing, Lord, over our righteous leaders in the United States of America. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, I set myself in agreement with Rhonda Kinzer today, and we pray for those in authority, not only in our nation's capital, but in every state capital. And we pray, of course, for every governor, lieutenant governor, and their families, even if they're unrighteous. We are still to pray for those who are in authority. We particularly pray for those who are standing for righteousness. And we ask God that you minister to them, minister strength to them, to the governors who are standing for what is right. We ask it in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Rhonda, amen. Thank you. Thank you for being on BPN today. God bless you. You're doing a great job. God bless you. Have a good day.
You too, sir. Bye.
Bye.
Tragedy for me to turn away. All my needs you have supplied. When I was dead, you gave me life. How could I not give it away so
been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Sunshine and the storm, and my dreams are set in stone. That someday I'll be who I wanna be. For now, I'll wait for the sun to shine again. Walls have stood and walls have fallen, but my heart seems to wait. For now, I'll sit at the end of the road, and for now, I'll wait at the end of the path.
So many things I'd like to change, along this broken road. I need the chance to start again. There's no future in my past, and there's no moving on for me if I'm always looking back. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory, grace has no regret. God took those sins and buried them, far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time to forgive myself. Every one of my mistakes has been buried by the way, in the sea of God's forgetfulness. He washed them all away. He looks beyond all I have done to the heart of who I am. And the one who saw me fall so hard gives me strength to stand. Forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory, grace has no regret. God took those sins and carried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time to forgive. His forgiveness is tomorrow's hope, and where my healing starts. My failure isn't final, although there will be scars. It's time to forgive and forget.
Yeah. Save me. The show. shadow scattering. When through the clouds a piercing light, and then I saw you shine, shine, shine like the sun. You're waking us to life. You've only begun, and fear, every doubt disappears when you shine on us. Shine like the stars, you are the first love to open.